of just the three most recent sales between, you know, there's two buildings that these sales are in. You know, these aren't comparable to the privately owned condos, which are larger and multiple bedrooms.
Right.
To late.
And I saw you rented it out a whopping 78 nights.
Yeah, and that was something else, is if the assessor wants to reclassify leases commercial, then you know, the three methods of valuation, then I think that it would be reasonable to take into account the, you know, the cap rate or income approach too, as well as comparable sales.
I mean, I will say she has worked pretty hard on working with folks on their income approach, and that is something that is new to this assessor and has helped a fair amount of people in that regard. Did you look at the financials?
I think she just got.
Okay. I realize that. And so she just got the financials, and I mean, it's got... There's a fair amount of financials here. I don't know.
Can you have it back? Is that right?
I mean, as far as
the what was it last year?
I mean, we're typically not doing financials on individual condo sales. I mean,
I understand that in most cases it doesn't apply. But in all fairness, the assessor's got this 0% tax is residential, all commercial, and so what you got is really a glorified hotel room. And I'm using other glorified hotel rooms as comps. And I mean, so if you're
17,
they're
bread 100% commercial.
Yeah, they're
printing. C16.
No, okay, we're printing the comps that we can look at.
Can Kenny interject?
We have Kenny, one of the field appraisers here. He's trying to show us something.
2017, this parcel here, well, actually 2016, was 100% commercial.
Okay. So it has been 100% commercial. Was it?
No, from 17 on it is when they started splitting it, doing the split use.
Okay.
But prior to that, it was 100% commercial.
Is this a Hilton rental too, or no?
Yes.
Okay.
It has to.
This here's 265, and here's the BOE decision in 2014. Set it at $139,000. Now, I think 266 had something in there kind of.
Well, we're at 265 and 266, are similar units. The other one is a little bit different.
But I want you to be able to read 2014's decision right here.
I think 2014, I don't know, 2014 might have been the year I appealed to the tax commission. I don't know.
Yeah, it appears that you appealed to the tax commission, and it looks like the valuation on that is actually higher than what the appraiser has you on for now.
And that would make a ton of sense. Things were a lot more valuable back then. In fact, I think when these were originally new back in 07, they sold for over $200,000 a unit.
Right.
That's just not where the market is now.
Well, this is a 412 square foot unit, which is, 8/27/2020, which would be I don't know if it's your latest comp. We have an 11/1/2019, that's 810 for 67,000.
Okay, one other thing to consider, too, is, you know, since these are income-producing properties, you have two types of hotel rooms there, the one-bedroom hotel rooms and the studio. Okay, so what I'm appealing to, what we're talking about now, are the two one-bedrooms, not the studio.
Okay.
Now, within the Hilton, they have ones that overlook the fountain that they charge a premium. You know, so if... whatever they charge per night for my condos, if you could see the fountain, they charge a lot more for those. So those are more valuable because the expenses don't change. None of the other fees change.
Well, this is more the size of the third one.
These things are just glorified hotel rooms.
I mean, that's just, I mean, that's right before 2020. Probably that might raise some. I don't think it raised that much. And it's a comparable unit.
You're going to have a better idea down there about those than me.
I mean, on the valuation on this, we're not touching classification, by the way, just FYI. We're looking at all of them before we make any classification adjustments, and that would be on a broad scale. I know 11-1 of 2019. You know, I mean, values were going up, and then 2020 happened, and then it was bouncing coming back. So I know values are stronger than what they are. Even at 19, and I know you have this is a comparable sale, which is something that we can use on that. And, you know, on that 67,000.
That's a little bit much of a cut. That's half.
What was it last year? 90? Figure out. Value on this one. Who is it?
Yeah, I'm not asking for 67. I think I put down like 80. I'm not being unreasonable here.
No, that'd be 80.
Last year,
20% more would be 80. I think that's...
But for the... May I say something?
Yes.
For the size of condo, just like the one we did for Mr. Huffman, those were going for 95. We did the ones that were 400 square feet at like around... What was it? We talked 62-something. But we did on... And I don't even know, but Kenny's saying this is part of the Hilton... rental thing, and that's where I'm seeing his numbers. Anything in the 700 to 800 square foot range went for around 95. That's where I brought everybody with the ones on 200 Sycamore. That's what I'm telling you. But these are different. You know that.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And I appreciate that number. I mean, he does have some comparables. So I know this isn't perfect either, but you know. If you took 2019 on one of these, 2020 like tank for a while or whatever, nothing happened with them, and then coming back, more people start buying some of these, and if you factored a 20% increase from 2019, that would be 80,000 on top of the 60,000, which is a comparable property to this other one. And he brought us in comparable for his, at least on 2060 or 26 BOE 265-266. I'm going to make a motion that we accept his valuation change of 80,000 on number 265.
What's his newest comparable?
He's got another one that's in the that's mid 2020, but I have a motion on the floor.
Okay, is this on just 265, or are we going to do the same thing?
I will probably do the same thing on 266 because it's almost an identical unit.
Okay.
May I say, though, we're out of line, though, with the other 700 to 800 square foot units?
Well, those are over on the Hilton. This is the Promenade. He brought us in a comp that factoring in an increase.
Okay, well, and if they bring in comp information, and I have to rely on the chair more for that, I'll second the motion.
All right. We're going to, on BOE 265, we're granting your request of 80,000. On 266, being a nearly identical unit, I'm going to make the motion that we change the valuation to $80,000. We have a second on that motion. Motion, all in favor state aye. Motion stands. BOE number 267. What, how many square foot is that, sir?
I don't have the square foot to my unit. I just look at the comps. All the comps are the two of the three comps that I sent you on that are 412.
I see that.
One is 435, so I'm assuming mine is within that range. This is the studio style hotel room. It does not have the kitchen and does not have the bedroom. This is the smaller of the two types they offer.
And there is a pretty recent comp on here. I mean, 8/27/2020. That's about as recent as it gets. And this is. Can you pull his up to see what the county has him for square footage? Just so we can. Sorry, Wes.
Yeah. So the three comps I have is November of 2019 for 51. March of 2020 for 47.9, and then one of August 27, 2020 for 55.
Yep, I'm going to make a motion that we change the appraised valuation of BOE number 267 to $55,000, according to the comparable.
Is that a 412? Is that a 400 square foot?
Yes, it is. Yes, it was.
We're talking number 266.
We are talking number 267. BOE number 267.
Hold on a second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, state aye. Motion passes. Jeffrey, you'll be getting a notification in the mail in about a week and a half of the valuation changes. And, again, this doesn't change your classification, so, hope you enjoy your day.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate you guys serving the county.
Thank you. Bye. All right, we have two more left. One, just by looking at the address, appears to be a... looks to be like a classification, and BOE number 282, Foothills, 1,000 Hills, Eric Hermanson, and Gabriella Fortier Santanos.
Santos.
Thank you.
Is 281 we haven't done?
That's another classification.
Okay, we did do that?
We did not do it, but I'm going to give her a call real quick. I don't think we did it.
282 is a classification also.
We might as well just run it down. I'm going to try to get through these, let them know as fast as we can.
We're trying to get out of here in 15 minutes.
I would prefer, as I'm sure we all would prefer.
I know, I have a whole bunch all set up. Yeah. We have a whole bunch
we
that we say you haven't done.
291.
No, 291's tabled.
That was among the three prior ones.
We had a bunch of bulks in tabling that were like, they were all with those folks. Huh?
281? 281?
291 was tabled.
I need to do 281 and 282.
281, 280. 279.
Those were all tabled. All those others are tabled. They were with a bulk of, I forgot the gentleman's name, okay. But one of that was 280. The other one was Jeremy Worley. I tried to hit table on these, but,
we just don't want to miss something.
Oh, I understand. I don't know how you can miss it with our, how easily we're going down the line. Is it?
This is Jen.
Hey, Jen, this is Jeff Reynolds with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Did I catch you okay time?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. We're here looking at your classification appeal. Did I catch you at an okay time?
Yes.